Staff recommendation is to restore the following optional Medi-Cal benefits.
Senate and Assembly budget subcommittees have each voted to restore 6 of 7 optional Medi-Cal benefits not currently funded by the state, ranging from acupuncture to incontinence creams and washes.
That's a 3-0 recommendation.
There's only one benefit they're not proposing to restore, chiropractic services.
I was wondering if somebody could share the rationale for excluding chiropractic when the cost for this year would have only been $257,000.
During yesterday's Assembly Budget Committee hearing, Republican Assemblyman Brian Jones asked Democrats for an explanation. The bill's supporters accused the California Chiropractic Association's president of encouraging harassment of the measure's author and lead lobbyist. The association strongly denies that and says it won't be bullied out of the legislative process.
And I hope that it's just coincidental in that the Chiropractic Association is the only association that opposed the vaccine bill.
Democratic Assemblyman Tony Thurman told Jones it is a coincidence.
We don't link policy decisions to who supports or opposes any bill.
Several Democrats told Capital Public Radio they made no connection between the opposition to the vaccine bill and leaving chiropractic services out of their budget proposal. Senator Holly Mitchell chairs the relevant Senate Budget Subcommittee.
There was just no correlation in my mind between the actions of the chiropractors in another highly controversial bill and the actions we took in the Budget Committee.
The California Chiropractic Association says it sees no evidence yet that it's been intentionally excluded as punishment for its vaccine bill opposition. If it were true, though, the association's president said it would be a sad day in California. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.